Playing the Radical Latino Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands in the air. The New York's very own.
Radical
Latino is taking you to another level.
I think there's more radical than Chivo.
Radical Latino, you're buffing it.
The radical point of views, I think his views are actually more dangerous.
My people, it's your boy Radical. What's going on? How are you guys? Thank you very much for tuning in on another episode. This is episode 206. Oh man, the episode's 200. 200. What's going on, my people? I hope everything is going well with y'all. I hope y'all living life. I hope y'all doing good and all that good stuff. You know, a couple of updates before I start. Anybody in the New York area, did y'all feel that earthquake? Man, this is my first time ever feeling an earthquake, bro. I got a little shook, I'm not gonna lie. I got a little shook. Even though the earthquake was reported that it was around New Jersey, in like the northern part of Jersey, I live all the way upstate, right? The earthquake still hit me. So I live like where it was located. I live an hour and 40 something minutes away, and I still felt it. I didn't feel it like it was you know, like the 4.8 magnitude, but I still felt it because my house still shook. I was at home. It was a 10 20 something, and the house was shaking. I was like, whoa, what the hell is going on? And things are like rattling and all that other stuff for maybe good 2-3 seconds, and then it stopped. And I'm like, yo, what the hell was that? I ran outside. People were coming out of their homes. I talked to my neighbors. They were like, yo, what the hell was that? We're like, I don't know. But apparently they were saying that we got to check our houses for any new cracks that might form or whatever the case is, or any new pipes, especially gas leaks and stuff. So those individuals are coming all over the weekend, you know. And so anybody that was in New York that survived the earthquake, you know, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, New York apparently suffered a 4.5. So definitely shout out to y'all. Hope everything was great. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that lives in Jersey, hopefully nothing crazy happened over there. Hope y'all good. You know what I'm saying? But definitely shout out to y'all. Another quick update. The last podcast I did, oh my God, it got a lot of positive responses on the podcasting side, not on YouTube. On YouTube, I got the regular thing. But on the podcasting side, I got a lot of positive reviews. So definitely big shout out to y'all. It looks like you guys, especially my male audience, likes these type of male masculinity, motivational type of episodes, and I'll definitely deliver that to you guys. Also, the documentary, it's not pretty much complete, but it's coming along little by little. Whenever I have time, I just come in and edit and add certain things that I want to it, and here and there. I gotta literally spend more time like this. I'm gonna believe not this week, but next week I'm gonna cramp down and just do editing, and hopefully that will get me to like 75% of the documentary complete. I know it's been already like a year and a half, so just give me some time, guys. You know, it's a project that I've been passionate for. It's a project that I've been doing on my own. There's no funding backing this whole thing up. I'm just doing it out of the pure love of it. So you know, definitely just you know, watch out for that one and just be patient. You know what I'm saying? But everybody liked the part one. So, you know, hopefully I'll deliver the same thing. It's a much better quality for 2, 3, and 4, you know. Also, another quick thing to basically note out and say, a lot of people have been hitting me up on Twitter and things like that about, you know, either certain topics. If you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, is radical_latino_, or hit me up on, you know, Instagram with the same handle, radical_latino_. Hit me up in the same handle. Any little topics you want me to talk about, any little thing that you guys want me to discuss. The reason why I'm saying that is because the first topic that we're going to be discussing is something I truly wasn't aware of, and I'm glad that I became aware of it, because it's something that it does affect everybody, especially, you know, us Latinos and Black people who don't go to college or don't see the necessary reason to go to college. So with that being said, our first topic of this, more jobs are getting rid of the college requirement, which is actually pretty cool, and I like that. And I'm gonna tell you guys why. First of all, I'm gonna be very honest with you guys. I see college as a scam, especially here in the U.S. When you go into college, the first thing that you have to have is money. If you don't have money, then you're not going in. There's a bunch of programs that help out students with these college, finances, go through college, get your education pretty much free. Some of them are not, some of them are loans, but either way, it still helps them out, you know. But I see it as a scam because college doesn't guarantee you a job at the end of the day. That's basically what college is. Just get yourself a good job. That's all it is. It doesn't guarantee you a job. It just guarantees you a place. It just guarantees you a ticket to those jobs. That's all it does. And you can literally spend years and years and years applying for that job that you went to college for, that you're still paying loans, still paying, you know, your monthly payments to that education, with a little piece of paper that said that you graduated. But the reason why they won't hire you is because lack of experience. Some other places even say that you need to have a experience of either 2 or 3 years as an intern into the field. And some of those internships are highly, highly, highly competitive. And the thing is, that doesn't guarantee you, once again, that you are going to get what you're going to get. That doesn't guarantee you that you're going to become what you're going to become. That doesn't guarantee you anything, you know? So again, even trade schools, they help you understand and get to where you're going. Because what trade schools basically is just like you're paying them money so they could give you the same thing college is supposed to give you. But the reason why college is, to me, again, it's a scam, because your first 2 years, they're not teaching you what you really what you're supposed to be there for. They're teaching you other things that they say that they put in front of you, and maybe one or two classes is what you're really there for, you know? So you have to go along with the game and pay this all this money and all this other stuff until your third and fourth year. That's when you're actually learning what you're really supposed to be there for, which is all BS, you know? It doesn't guarantee you anything. So now jobs that have the, you know, college requirements, they're taking that off. And they're saying that, and they're looking at studies saying that 35% of college graduates are not even applying for the jobs that, you know, they're graduating for. And on top of that, that means 62% who do want to apply, who do have the experience, they're not even applying because they're losing those 62% where they can be filled. So what these companies are doing, some of these companies, what they're doing is they're having experience-based, you know, opportunities, not just college-based requirements. They're having experience-based requirements. You know what I'm saying? And that is extremely good for a lot of people, because a lot of people didn't want to go to college and spend all that money and all that other stuff. You feel what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense. For example, there was a lady that got interviewed, and she had an experience where she became a lead in a factory. And in order to become a supervisory lead, the requirements was having a bachelor's degree for 4 years. until that company took it off, and then she applied, and because her work-based experience, that's when she got the job. And nobody was able to fill that job ever since it was, you know, it was announced, until they took the requirement off. And a lot of jobs are starting to see that requirement come off, because not a lot of people are graduating college. Not a lot of people are looking at the benefits to graduate college. And on top of that, a lot of colleges are having exorbitant amount of just internal rates of cost just to go in, which is insane. That's why a lot of people are opting, a lot of kids are opting to go to the Army instead of going to college first, because the Army at least gives you a somewhat of a first 2 years head start to go to these colleges, if certain people do want to go to colleges. But a lot of companies are taking that whole college requirement out, like Delta took the college requirement out becoming a pilot. You're supposed to have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree in order to fly a plane. Once they took that off, other individuals who had the experience in other airliners started applying and started actually getting the job and becoming better at that job due to the fact of the experience. They ended up finding out that college they ended up finding out that college graduates and non-college graduates actually perform in the same level, and some non-college graduates actually perform better and actually become better at certain problem-solving skills due to the experience that they had at previous jobs or life experience at their own, instead of college individuals. And that does say a lot. That does say a lot. Now, how is this a solution that's supposed to be moving fast? It's not. It's actually something that's moving slow, and I think it's going to start becoming a much bigger talking point in certain households, especially here in America. It's going to start becoming a very positive talking point. I think this is a positive thing. I really do. Even though I am a little biased when it comes to the college thing, a lot of people don't see that as something good. A lot of people will be like, hey, I spent all that money, you know, paying for my degree. Now you're saying that this degree was useless. To be honest with you, it was useless in the beginning anyway. It was pretty much useless. Unlike the only degrees I feel like, and I've pretty much known, that you really need is either a lawyer, a doctor, a degree like surgeon and stuff like that. Like really, really high level of education, yes. You need all those college degrees, but certain small things for like a supervisory lead at a factory, why would you need a bachelor's degree for that? You know what I'm saying? That literally makes no sense. That means you go to liberal arts in community college, you get a bachelor's degree, and that's it, you're done. No, that literally makes no sense. So I'm glad that they're actually taking, there's certain companies actually taking that type of stuff out of the requirements. And, you know, hopefully we start seeing more people actually being able to apply and being able to get hired in this new way of thinking. So definitely shout out to these companies for actually doing that. Now, moving on to my next topic. A white supremacist named Torture King is facing 5 years in jail for pretty much abusing animals. So there's an article right here that I even put it on Twitter. It says, this white supremacist is Torture King Michael. He is facing 5 years in prison for running a Telegram where he sold animal torture videos, such as getting live monkeys on fire, injuring them with tools, and even putting one of them in a blender. And I even wrote at the bottom, these white supremacists get off on the power dynamic. And I believe that is 100% true. These individuals, when it comes to the mind of a white supremacist, these individuals pretty much get off on power dynamics. They get off on the fact that they're inflicting pain on defenseless people or creatures, you know. And let's look at some of the things that happened in the past when it came to certain, you know, suspected white supremacists or white supremacists themselves, you know, either calling the cops on certain people that weren't doing anything or injuring them, you see the joy that some of these people get. You see it in their face, the joy that some of these people actually have and give and get when they start actually inflicting pain at something that's defenseless, at someone that cannot fight back in defenseless. Because let's be honest, in a fight, fair, even they'll always lose. You know, that's why they have to cage up these little monkeys. Listen, a monkey could like rip off your face, bro. I'm saying monkeys got terrible, you know, horrible Hulk strength. But how they do this, they have to like put them in defensive positions in a cage, in a very small cage, put that cage in the fire, just watch them cook. That is disgusting. And he got caught up in this whole Telegram thing where he's actually making like six figures selling video torture animal videos of this, and it's insane. And a lot of he will actually pay a lot of overseas individuals to get these either other animals or monkeys and tell them in detail how he wanted them tortured and in which way and stuff, to record it and send it to him, and he will pay them handsomely. And I believe an undercover individual actually caught one and decided to, you know, expose that, which says a lot. It says a lot. And I'm telling you, these individuals are sick. And that pretty much every psychologist even said when a kid is going through a lot of trauma or whatnot, and you want to know if this kid is going to become a serial killer or any serial killer that's been a kid, their first thing that they started to torture is animals because they're defenseless. And that's a huge red flag and a huge sign on the psyche of an individual, because it actually goes from fantasizing about torturing to actual action of torture. And then from there, it'll graduate from animals to humans and so on and so forth. These individuals are very sick. And pretty much a lot of people in that Telegram were contacted by the police. I don't know if they got an arrested, but the one that was running it, who was named the Torture King, he got arrested for that, and rightfully so. That's something that you don't, you know, that you, no one should be condoning. You know what I mean? It's extremely, extremely like disgusting, and I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. You guys agree or disagree on that part? All right, guys, going into our final topic, the hypocrisy of the red pill and fresh and fit. So let me just break down, first of all, what the red pill is, right? For people who might not know what the red pill is, internet people pretty much know what it is, but for people who are not on the know, I gotcha. Don't worry about it. The red pill pretty much is a phrase from the Matrix, basically, you know, waking up from the lies, waking up from what you've been told and going into the truth, basically, right? So that's what the red pill is. It's a men's right, like a type of a thing, basically, waking up from the lies that women tell and going, you know, and finding out the truth, learning what really is to date in the modern world and all of this other stuff. Basically, don't get finessed by women and all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what the red pill is. And I'm not gonna lie, there is some really good values, especially when it comes to men content, when it comes to men's you know, advice. There is some really good value when it comes to that, because there are individuals who do give some good advice. Now, I don't agree with everything that they say, but there are some men that actually do give some good advice, like Andrew Tate. Believe it or not, Fresh and Fit do give some good advice. You have the Whatever Podcast, so on and so forth, right? So you do have some good advice there. For example, you know, traditionally, having a two-parent household, That's some good advice. Bringing in values, being a provider, holding yourself accountable, you know, being a masculine man, being a man when you say something that it will happen. You know, those are great values to live by. Also, trying to earn more money, other ways into being a high value man. You know, going into the gym, getting yourself looking right. So things like that is really good advice for men that especially, you know, are lost. Men who are, you know, out here trying to find their own way. Men who have believed in this little Disney fairy tale where you find the one and, oh my God, everything is peaches and rainbows and stuff, when both genders are the reason why society is the way it is, right? Both genders is the reason why women are more promiscuous nowadays and men are more chivalrous nowadays, you know, less chivalrous nowadays, basically. So it doesn't just fall into just women's fault. I see it both ways. I see both genders have a lot to do with it. A lot of accountability. And the red pill, believe it or not, they do have some strong points when it comes to women actually are being like women actually having more rights than men, believe it or not. Go to the courtroom system. When we're talking about child support, majority of the men is going to start paying child support in the strong, you know, or maybe a kid that's not my, that might not be his, or pay child support for a kid that he never even wanted. You know what I'm saying? And there is no accountability to women for having these sort of situations. For women, if women get pregnant by some dusty dude or high billionaire dude, doesn't really matter. There is no accountability for their messed up decision. There's no accountability for, oh well, you're screwed now. What the hell are you gonna do? Your family ain't gonna be with you. You know what I'm saying? And what ends up happening is the system takes care of it. The state, the government takes care of it. So accountability is gone. But for men, that doesn't happen. We get shorty preggaetone, it's over for us. You know what I'm saying? It's over. But again, there's two ways to look at it. You know, we have a lot of fault at it too. Why are we messing with women who will do such a thing? You know what I'm saying? Also, we gotta be more. We have to be more accountable in wrapping it up. And you know what I'm saying? And also, women gotta take accountability themselves. We shouldn't just you shouldn't just let a dude just go up and in there and nutting up all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. I just don't see it one way. It goes both ways. But like I said, Red Pill, the Red Pill movement, their really strong stance, talking points, does hold a lot of weight that you cannot refute. You know, alimony mostly goes to the women. The children will mostly go to the women. And so on and so forth. Men never really get that much of a stance or of a right to, you know, pursue, you know, something that they want, or you know, curb something that they want. Oh, for example, right now what we're seeing, most of these celebrities are getting accused by baseless, without no proof, accusations, and they're just getting fired from everywhere and everything that they have because some woman just came out of the woodworks saying that he did something to me without any proof. And when proof does show that goes against what the woman said, they still get fired. So things like this basically show and tell that everything's against men. Everything is going against men. And truth be told, we as men need to, you know, basically stop this BS and actually get something going. But this is not the reason why I'm saying the hypocrisy of it. There is a lot of individuals who do teach and live by the Red Pill ideology, and they are upright standing. They live by their mantra. But then again, there are other ones like Fresh and Fit who talk about Red Pill ideology but don't live by it. They are complete hypocrites, complete frauds, especially Fresh, who got already exposed. This is the second time he's getting exposed. by preaching one thing and living something, living his lifestyle some other way. You know, this is very, very telling. And first of all, let me just say how this whole thing started out, right? I'm just gonna give you the step by steps, right? It started with some shorty, right? Being part of the podcast. I'm gonna show you guys the videos and all that. This shorty being part of the podcast, and mind you, the reason why they have these late night videos with women and all this other stuff, kicking them out. Remember, Byron even said it. We do this to teach you guys on how to avoid women and their delusion, right? This is the reason why they have these late night shows. This is the reason why they have these shows where they are showing and telling you, hey, you know, this is what it is. But for some reason, Fresh has this girl that he's somewhat seeing on the podcast, and she's living a delusional lifestyle, right? She's talking about what she deserves as a millionaire, what she needs to have is, you know, all her requirements checked, but you know, he needs to be a millionaire, that's what she deserves, and all this other stuff. Mind you, according to this woman, she's like rich and famous. Well, according to Myron and Fresh, she's rich and famous, but that doesn't translate into what's really going on. But let's look at some of the clips that she was on the podcast for, and you tell me what this means. All right, check this out.
If you had to choose one.
I'm not choosing.
It's more niggas.
Go ahead.
No, it won't be.
Okay.
Okay, what about you, Miss China?
Bare
minimum income?
Someone's not boring and very honest.
Okay.
And knows what he wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, how much per year?
Chris. What?
Cut it on, how much per year?
Not less than 7 figures.
Oh shit. Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
That okay. is great.
Okay. So that's gotta be $1 million a year at least.
Yeah.
You've dated
which
someone
is fine.
Okay.
My ex was billionaire, so
Oh shit. Okay.
Okay. Bare minimum height.
Doesn't matter. Because I used to care about the look a lot. But right now I just don't care.
Okay.
You know, when you put the look on the table at first, you're always gonna attract that type of person who cares about the look, not the brain.
Chris, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
What?
Don't put the camera on me, nigga.
Split screen, man.
Fresh is good looking, though.
Okay.
Okay, come on, man.
Stop the cap.
Yo, Chris has been waiting for this day, bro.
But just for me, the look is not the most important.
I know.
It's brain comes first. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to roast you, Chris.
All right. And then I'm going to put for preferred race, I'm just going to put black. Okay, great. Okay.
Didn't give a chance to say anything.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Something like that.
All right. Yeah. And then relationship status?
I'm seeing someone.
Who?
No,
if you don't want to say, that's fine.
I'm seeing someone, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder who that is.
Everyone already knows, so.
Well, okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure if he wants.
Question, nigga.
I'm not sure if he wants me to
Chris
say
is enjoying
that.
This. I've got you on the ropes now, nigga.
I'm just saying, the chat knows.
Chris, you want to say?
Nah, the chat knows, man.
Happy New Year, Chris. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Okay.
So, now you guys seen and heard that. Do not tell me that you are preaching a red pill ideology. You are talking your talk. You're this is something you're living by, and you're teaching this to people to live by as well, but yet you're falling for the same trap. That makes literally no sense. That basically tells me you don't believe what you're spitting, or you are so insecure that any bad shorty that comes to you that's basically being a red flag her damn self, you will fall instantly for. That's what it tells me those two things. You're either insecure and you could fall for any fly shorty, or you are not living what you're preaching by. You feel me? And a lot of people are already catching on to this whole thing. There's some listeners just on the question Fresh. So there was this one caller that you guys could probably hear in just a little bit, that question fresh on his whole, you know, spending habits and tricking and stuff. And check this out.
No, because in one situation, you're simply giving her money for sexual access. In another situation, you're rewarding her for good behavior. Completely different, my friend.
Yeah, but that's the thing that Fresh did. He bought her a 30K necklace.
He didn't buy it for her. Did you not listen to the show?
No. Paying her for- Mr. Reddit, you have proof?
I don't need proof, bro.
No. This is very important because, listen, bro. I would hate for someone to make allegations about you that are not real. Like, come on, let's be real here. Someone lied about you. Would you like it? So, where's your receipt? Just like one or two.
You tell me where the receipts are. Probably went to your credit card. What you talking about? Wait.
You don't know. Now, hold on. You don't know what happened, do you? She's on vacation. She's an adult with money. She can buy what she wants. It's that simple. Ta-da!
Yeah, but like on the post though, there's a comment, mm-hmm. and she says that you bought it for her, and then it was deleted.
What did it say specifically? No. What did it say specifically? Because I can read it for you right here, what you said. I'll bring it up for you.
We can go pull up Link for Girth right now.
I'm going to read it right now.
You know?
Read it right now. This is what it says in detail. So this person commented, Y. Peelson, and they said, after that big speech Wednesday on Fresh and Fit about how Fresh Walter didn't actually pay you to date him, now you posted this? Mind you, days later. You're constantly talking about Van Cleef jewelry, so we all know he bought you this stuff. Hypothetically hilarious. By the way, when I mentioned Van Cleef, it's the flower bracelet. That's what I know. That thing that she bought, I didn't even know what that is, how much it cost. So then she comments and says,
talk about Van Cleef all the time, and come on,
bro,
we both know that
I
the
just
minimum
said
for a Van Cleef
it is a different style.
Like
I didn't even know what that
so
was.
No.
Bro, Van Cleef is the flower pendants. I don't know if you know that. That's what I know Van Cleef as. Not a bracelet like that. That's different. She says, to respond to her, our feeling for each other was genuine. Is there something wrong if a man loves you and buys you a gift? If a man buys you a gift. She didn't say me, I bought a gift. She said, if a man buys you a gift. Responding to the girl. So to say that I did that without any proof, bro, what are you trying to say?
So he basically says, oh, she's not my girl. We didn't do anything. She's not my girl, blah, zee, blah, zee, blah. And all that other fine stuff. Great. 100 congratulations. Great. Now, the thing is that goes again. That goes against his whole thing. So he's like, that's not my girl. I didn't buy her anything. Where's your proof? Again, deflecting, even though he posts everything on Instagram and she's even claiming that, yeah, you bought me this stuff. He does this little twist saying that, you see, she didn't say me. She said, if a man like me, you know, again, deflecting, trying to do this little deflection. But another caller calls him out on this whole thing, too. Check this out.
Chinese escort. So I'm about to get fresh on this one, too. So Fresh, you gave an extremely expensive Von Cleef bracelet, which are worth up to $30K, to a Chinese escort you had just met. You claim that the escort's page was fake, but the pictures on her page were not fake, and those pictures were extremely promiscuous and exactly pictures an escort would take. But even if you're right, and she was not technically an escort, okay, she's still undeniably a hoe because of her pictures, and giving hoes $30,000 gifts just met goes against everything Fresh stands for. Now Fresh, you claim that you didn't give her the gift. That's what you claim.
Show me the proof.
But the escort says that she did.
Where did she say that?
Instagram comment of hers before she deleted it. She replies, okay, so someone commented to her, right? They said after that big speech Wednesday on Fresh and Fit about how Fresh Walter didn't actually pay for you to date him. Now you posted this. He's constantly talking about Van Cleef jewelry, so we all know he bought you this stuff. It's freakily hilarious. And that was a picture of her with the Van Cleef bracelet. In response to that comment, mm-hmm. this is what your Chinese escort said. She said, our feelings for each other were genuine. Is there something wrong if your man loves you and buys you gifts? So Fresh, let me remind you. Your defense was that she was speaking in general. That's your defense. But this is proof that she wasn't speaking in general. She responded to a comment specifically naming you. That's the literal opposite.
She didn't name me, by the way.
You got caught tricking.
She didn't name me at all. And it's very general.
No.
Hold on. Look at her page. Wait, hold on. See, this is where you're wrong. Look at. No, hold on. If you're going to say that, I'm going to respond and kill you right now. Look at her page in direct. I'm talking, caller. Look at her page in detail. What does she have under? Multiple gifts from herself, by the way, or from her ex, by the way. And what? Nick, I'm responding to you. And as well, it's
not,
all documented.
You're not responding to
it. What? I am.
What? You're not responding to my point, right?
You're, so which, could, okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Can
hold
I repeat
on.
It for
hold
a
on.
Time?
Yo, because you look, dude, let's just summarize, boil it down. You're claiming that Fresh bought this Van Cleef bracelet, correct? Is that the bottom line here?
Yes, that's what he's claiming.
Fresh can defend himself.
No, because let's clarify this. You're claiming that he bought the Van Cleef bracelet for this girl, correct?
Yes, that's what she said.
Okay, let him go ahead and explain then. Go ahead, bro.
So first off, I don't know why you're saying that because of her comment. That's what you assume. Secondly, I'm here responding to you, and every time I talk, you're saying random shit. By the way, I actually met her months before. Super cool girl. Whatever she does outside of that, once again, that's on her. But again, I obviously like her. She's cool. Regular person. I met her as well. And she went shopping. Whatever she does for her money, bro, is up to her. So to put that on me is because you want to say, oh, Fresh is a simp. Wrong. It's done.
So you didn't buy
Fresh,
it?
So can you respond to my point now? Because you didn't respond to any of my points.
I just did.
I'll explain it. I'll just say it one more time. I'll keep it dumb. After that big, so this is what the comment said. After that big speech Wednesday on Fresh and Fit about how Fresh, Walter, didn't actually pay you to date him, now you've posted this. He's constantly talking about Van Cleef jewelry, so we all know he brought you stuff. Hypocritically hilarious. Now, Fresh, your Chinese escort, this was her response to that, what I just read. This was her response. Our feelings for each other were genuine. Our feelings for each other was genuine. Is there something wrong if your man loves you and buys you gifts? That was in response to her literally name-dropping you. So please respond to that. Respond to that.
I saw the post, and it wasn't about me. It was in general. And actually speaking, it was a troll trying to catch her saying something like that. And honestly, bro, like, you're trying to put me in a box of being a simp.
It was in
but
general.
There's no proof at all other than this comment you're saying has to be about me, when in reality speaking, I actually know what it is. So it's funny because you're putting it out on me, but it's not about me.
Caller, he didn't buy the bracelet, bro. And, like, you're just trying to say that he bought the bracelet. He didn't buy the bracelet.
And also, keep in mind, you are trying to assume things without even being anywhere in the picture off of these random comments, and at the same time, it's like, bro, you know nothing. So it's just like, bro, you can say whatever you want to say, bro, but I know what I did.
You could do the groans, you could do the stupid soundboard in the back, but I'm making you look crazy right now.
No, you're not.
Put a one in the chat.
You have no proof at all of what you're saying. You're just claiming things like if you were here. You weren't even here. How would you know?
Put one in the chat.
And also, bro, what, yo?
I don't want to explain because, dude, you don't understand these women at all, which is fine, but her specifically, bro, you don't sound her at all. So listen, whatever you want to say, bro, you can say. But I know what I did. Simple.
Look, your two pieces of proof, I already debunked it. One, you're saying her photos on her escort site. Again, I told you already. People stole her photos. Number two, you're saying, oh, Fresh bought her a Van Cleef bracelet. You have no proof of this.
None.
She comes from a rich family. I don't know why Fresh has never told y'all niggas this, but she does. Family are multi-millionaires and they're known out there in China. All right? Then number three, you're saying she has stock photos. Cool. She has stock photos. So what? She's not Fresh's wife. He's just fucking her and hanging out with her. It is what it is. He's dating her casually. So who cares if she has stock photos? He's not wifing her, bro. Okay? So, again, dude, all of this stuff, debunked.
So you guys heard that, right? Again, he's deflecting, giving excuses and all this other stuff. So let's just keep that in the back of our heads. Montclair bracelet, you know, not his shorty, blah, 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 blah. But mind you guys saw that she was part of the podcast. They were talking, they were dating. And they were making little inside jokes and all that other stuff. All right, cool, right? So check this out. So now everything is starting to come fold, right? Everything is starting to crumble because Shorty apparently got preggy toned by Fresh, and she started leaking DMs and started leaking phone calls conversations. So I'm going to let you listen to the phone call conversation and the DMs at the same time. Pause the video if you guys need to read it and all that. So here it goes.
I want the baby because I don't want to kill the baby. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to.
You're not. They just give you a pill and it's over.
No. I'm pregnant.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The pill, they just give it to you from a doctor and then you're good.
I am pregnant. I can't pretending like nothing happened. I can't. In my religion, we don't kill.
You're not killing. Okay.
I want to keep the baby.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just don't want any kids. You know?
Okay, so what you gonna do? And what you gonna do to me?
Nothing. Well, why would I do anything to you?
Nothing.
Why would I do anything to you?
No, I know. So, like, how are you going to deal with this? By saying, I don't want a baby? That's all?
I mean, I can go to the doctor, I guess.
The doctor? So you want an abortion?
I mean, yeah. Why do you want a kid now?
And why do you make me pregnant now?
Because I'm like, there's no way that that's true. But then I said, oh, wow. Like,
so just think about it. It's meant to be. God wants you to have the baby.
Definitely not.
It is. God wants you to have a baby. 7 years never happened. And then you're you're fucking me for a month. And I'm pregnant. What does that mean?
Well,
like, I just think about it, if you force me to kill the baby, then you're a sin.
Well, we already sinned by having sex. But it's too late now, you know? But honestly...
So, this is what, you know, she's saying she's, like, pregnant. And obviously, she's playing it up a little bit more, you know, because she's recording it, obviously. This is a sin. First of all, that doesn't make any sense. It's sinning to kill a baby, but yet it's not sinning to have sex without being married. Come on now, stop it, shorty. So you could tell that she's already, you know, she's already going in for something, right? But apparently, for what you guys heard on the last couple of clips that I played, apparently, according to Marin, she's financially wealthy. She comes from a rich family, right? My thought is, shit, who's trapping who? Is Fresh trapping her? Because if that's the case, if she really comes from a rich family, goddamn, Fresh, you made it. You know what I'm saying? Fresh, you made it. Are you dumb? But it seems like that might not be the case. But so anyway, so she gets an interview by Abram Preach. And now all of these little rumors are being basically answered. Right, you know, because of Abram Preach. So let's check this out. She even talks about the bracelet. She talks about why she's doing this. And let's check this out.
Did you always tell him that you would not get an abortion?
Oh, I always told him. He knows I'm not getting any abortion. And plus, he didn't care at all. He was like, he was kind of like just admitted that if he's going to make me pregnant, he's just going to, like, raise a baby with me. And he didn't like say that, but all the this his action proves that.
Doesn't mind isn't the same as saying he really wants to have a child. Why don't you get verbal confirmation if he really wanted a child with you?
No, because I was pretty sure that he was so serious about me. But then okay, but at least he's not stupid that if he does this to me, I'm going to get pregnant. I think it's just misunderstood. Maybe he was just being irresponsible. But for me, he's serious. Yeah. Yeah, because I've never met someone like that. Nobody would treat me like that. Like, this is so evil. I've never met anyone like that.
Can you show paperwork for pregnancy tests and ultrasound? A lot of people are saying that stuff is photoshopped or whatever. Or it's just like, so I just wanted to at least see if she had actual real paperwork.
Yeah, I have no problem sharing that. I actually posted the, okay, so let me explain about the ultrasound. The doctor told me it's still early, 4 weeks. So she can't see everything, but she can still see a little bit, like a small quarter of it. But it's just like it's too early, you know, it's 4 weeks.
Okay, why are you exposing him publicly?
Why? Because obviously now I hate him. I hate him for not being a man, stand up for his child, and not taking the responsibilities after. He doesn't have to love me, or he can break up with me. That's fine. For me, it's okay. It's some guy I seen for 4 months. I was like gonna get over with it, but I'm pregnant. This is serious for me.
This is just a bit of a sidewall, but Fresh and Fit fan accused Fresh of buying you a bracelet for $30,000. On a podcast, he said he never paid a dime. Nobody has a receipt. Is this true?
The Chinese escort. I'm about to get Fresh on this one too. So Fresh, you gave an extremely expensive Von Cleef bracelet, which are worth up to $30,000, to a Chinese escort you had just met. Now, Fresh, you claim that you didn't give her the gift. That's what you claim.
Show me the proof.
But the escort says that you did.
Look at her page in detail. What does she have under? Multiple gifts? From herself, by the way, or from her ex. Whatever she does for her money, bro, it's up to her. So to put that on me is because you want to say, oh, Fresh is a simp. Wrong.
So you didn't buy
Fresh, so can you
no.
Talk? You're just trying to say that he bought the bracelet. He didn't buy the bracelet.
And
no, it's not true. He paid half and I paid half. Like I said, how much? Around $30,000. Well, first, I still have the conversation. I told him, what's the issue if you tell everyone you bought me the bracelet? Like, why can't you tell everyone? Why can't you speak the truth? Like, why are you, like, pretending it, like, hiding it? But then he was like, don't say it. He just told me to shut up.
When did you tell him you're pregnant?
On the 30th. Yeah, I called him immediately. When I exposed him, when I start to decide to expose him.
Right there, I'd asked her, when did you call the lawyer? Mm. So so essentially what happened was she called him on the 30th of March, being like, hey, wait, 30th of March? Am I thinking the right date? What are we right now?
March. Or April.
For April? Okay, I'm sorry. So we called her on the 30th of March, telling her she's pregnant. And I think on April 4th, that's when she started exposing him. So
yeah,
on April 4th.
He denied and everything.
Yeah, because when she contacted him, he's just like, bro, I don't know you. Get the fuck away from me. Like, no, that's your problem. Go deal with it. And so she's like, yo, you got me pregnant. You just gonna disappear on me? So when she exposed her, she's like, I'm calling a lawyer. I'm going to figure this whole shit out. And so that's the timeline of how things went.
So you guys heard that whole exchange right there. Now, tell me what your thoughts are, guys. Tell me what your thoughts are. But this right here has to show the hypocrisy of these individuals. I have no idea why their listeners are so brainwashed into just believing whatever they say. I don't believe nothing, because every time something comes out, every time they say something, something goes off. You know what I'm saying? Something goes off. Something says like, wait a minute, you said something a while back and now you know what I'm saying? That doesn't make any type of sense. It literally doesn't. First of all, like I said in plenty of chats, if this demon face ass nigga let this demon face ass nigga hit, then shit. I know a fact that I got a goddamn chance. You know what I'm saying? And she even admitted that, yo, my friends think that he's ugly and all that other stuff. And it's true. It's true. Why? This dude is like, let's keep it at that. I'm not trying to, like, you know, compare guys, but I'm just saying, come on. This guy's like a 3, bro. Like, goddamn.
I'm trying to get into your headspace to see, like, why did you let all the rules go down the toilet for him? No offense, but when I look at Walter, I go, really? Him? What?
Everybody asked me that. Everybody's saying he's ugly.
Everybody.
Even my friends says he's ugly.
Yeah,
my friends
say,
don't,
like,
keep the baby. He's gonna be
like, oh my god.
Oh no. Oh Jesus.
This is not good. Well, my opinion is, like, if I love the person, the appearance doesn't matter. And he actually was attractive for me. He's not playing off. He was attractive for me.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I heard that, right? That all her friends was like, yo, he's ugly. Why are you even with him? But this goes to show that don't believe everything that you hear from certain individuals. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe none of that, because it's all BS probably at the end of the day. You know, these guys are not living what they preach. These guys ain't really, you know, out here trying to get girls. And mind you, Fresh and Fritz ideology is, if you smash or been with or slept with, I'm sorry, 50 or more girls, then it gives you experience on how female nature is, so you won't get finessed. So but according to Fresh, he slept with 1,000 girls. So this he might be the Harvard graduate of female nature, right? So how is he still getting finessed? And the thing is that what Fresh likes to do, and I see this as a lack of game. What Fresh likes to do is sell a dream, and he said it boldly. He's not as bold as Myron, but he likes to sell a dream. Why? In order to get some buns. That's all it is. He sells you a dream, smashes, and then the real him comes out. You know what I mean? And let's be honest, that's the reason why he's able to do that is because of lack of game. Not that he has game, is lack of game. That's the thing. He'll just go along with it. And it's very easy to catch, because if an individual is like, yes, this, yeah, I'll do that, blah, blah, blah. It's very easy to catch. And certain women are so, like, you know, thirsty for just some validation, and they'll just go with it. You feel what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Tell me what you guys think. Tell me what you guys think about this whole thing. You guys agree, disagree, and all that. I'm going to catch y'all later. All right? Next episode. Peace.